You're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Shirley Winton on the line. G'day, Shirley. How are you?
Good morning, Annie. I'm good.
Yeah.
Good. How are you?
Good. And you're representing the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network because today is a big day of action, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Today is, or this weekend, has been the National Day of Actions Against AUKUS. No AUKUS, no nuclear submarines, no war. And there are rallies, only rallies and some activities taking across the country in just about every capital city, so Brisbane, Sydney, Wollongong, Melbourne, Hobart, Adelaide, Perth, and some of the regional parts of Australia as well, having activities in nationally coordinated opposition to AUKUS. So we hope that this is the beginning of the first step in developing a broad national coalition of peace organisations, environment groups, faith organisations, unions, community organisations, that come together under that kind of very simple demand of no AUKUS, no nuclear, and no war.
Yeah, the announcements of the Australian US. And English alliance. Well, I mean, what does AUKUS stand for? Because, I mean, it just sounds like a wingless bird, doesn't it? you know, Australian, UK and US alliance. It's not even an alliance. It's actually sort of like a single sheet of paper signed at the bottom saying that give us nuclear power, so nuclear submarines so that we can spy on China.
Yeah, well, it's a war pact, basically. It's a military pact, and this is all in preparation for war with China. And it's not just the nuclear submarines. AUKUS is kind of like camouflaging a much broader agenda that they have. And the latest was yesterday's announcement that Australia is now scrapping its defence helicopters, you know, that they've spent billions on, Taipan, and replacing them with 40 pretty vicious Black Hawk and Sea Hawk helicopters, other from the US, and that's going to cost $7 billion. They'll all be imported, so they're not even going to be manufactured in Australia, so it's not even like currently the present helicopters, Australian helicopters, are manufactured in Australia. They're going to be scrapped and replaced with 40 imported from America. And the purpose of that is to make Australia military totally interdependent into the US war machine.
And also to prop up the industrial military complex.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, where would the Western economies be if they didn't have a war machine?
Well, exactly, and the economy, the US, particularly the US economy and British economy, they're not doing too well, particularly after COVID. And the military industrial complex is really, really, you know, putting the screws on, and they want war apart from. So you know, the mobilisation against AUKUS is really critical because AUKUS is it's magnified, but it's also connected all the different problems that, you know, Australian people are facing today. Like, well, there's the march to war, the imperialist war. There's the environment and climate crisis. There's, you know, and the nuclear subs are pretty integral to that, to the environment and climate crisis. And then there's all the sustainable jobs. So they're all these really main issues that we are facing have inadvertently have been connected, brought together by AUKUS. And, of course, the whole question of how the fact that more than $100 billion is going to be spent on this nuclear sub and $7 billion on this helicopter, and this is at a time where, you know, hospitals are underfunded, schools are underfunded, you know, I don't need to
It's actually a real shame job that you've got these governments just briskly walking towards the rhetoric of war when actually the biggest problem we have as members of the community that lives on Earth is the climate.
Yep, that's the biggest threat.
It's unbelievable.
Well, it is that it's not, because the biggest threat to corporations is the rate of profit going down, and that for them that's the primary thing, and without the constant rise in profit, the smaller companies are doomed to failure. So they're in constant competition, but they also need to produce commodities that are replaceable all the time, and weapons are, and wars do that as well.
Yeah, so, the ordinary person has to stand up, and that's why there are these rallies today. And in Melbourne, there's a big one, 1 o'clock outside the State Library, and there's a wonderful array of speakers.
Yeah. One, Scott Ludlam is speaking, and so is Dave Sweeney from the ACF, Australian Conservation Foundation. And Dave is actually going to, as well as speak, he's going to MC the meeting. We've got Jenny Grant from the Medical Association for Prevention of War, Dave Ball from the Maritime Union of Australia. We've got representatives from various organisations, including faith organisations, the Melbourne Unitarians, the Pax Christi, Philippines Caucus for Peace. So it's going to be an important meeting, and we'll probably march down Swanston Street and then turn right into Bourke Street and have a few more speakers outside the old post office. And the purpose of it is to engage with the public. So we'll be handing out leaflets explaining what AUKUS really is about, the truth about AUKUS, and that AUKUS is where the real threat is coming from, not from China, and the real threat is climate crisis. So, so that's going to be the focus of today's rally. But I should mention too that this is only the first rally. Another National Day of Actions against AUKUS and nuclear subs and war is being planned for the weekend of 11th, 13th of February next year, and that's the 19th anniversary of those huge mass mobilisation against the war in Iraq, where more than 500,000 people came out into the streets to protest. And that's a very significant event in the anti-war movement in Australia and generally in the mass movement in Australia. And we should not allow it to be swept under the carpet or, covered up, because it's quite, what we did that at that time was really quite momentous in the huge mobilisation. So the mobilisation would have been equal to, in pro rata, be equal to the mobilisation against the Vietnam War during the moratorium period.
We'll have to finish there because we're right up to the edge, to the line, but we'll see you there at 1 o'clock outside the State Library. And yeah, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
And thank you, Annie. Thank you for letting us speak. Thank you.